Sport 1, Boogie in the Morning.
You could be locked up if you go to France and go to a restaurant and decide to take a picture of your food. You could get the jail for this. This
I is don't the understand thing. Why this is.
Well, French chefs, you know how seriously they take their jobs, right?
Yes.
The French chefs. Now, they have pledged to ban cameras in restaurants in France, claiming it's the height of bad manners, apart from anything else, but also an infringement of the chef's intellectual property, which means when people take a picture of the meal and then post it on Twitter, on Facebook, then they're actually breaking the trust between chef and restaurant goer, and that's not allowed.
Right, and this may be showing the competition what they're up to.
Well, exactly, and that's what. And also, if it's a bit rubbish, then
it's going to do them damage.
Bad publicity for the chef and for the restaurant. And the you can imagine what the French chefs are like. They're going to go all on the market.
How dare you?
I was in France last week, and I went out for dinner one night. I'm trying to think what I had. I think it was a pizza, and it was just a margarita. Uh-huh. I don't like to be too fussy, so a margarita. I think it might have had chicken on it. So you
so
can imagine
it wasn't
imagine
a margarita, that. It was a chicken.
Well, a margarita with chicken on it. But I think, I mean, you can imagine that. You don't need me to take a picture of it and post it on Facebook, do you?
No, that's true, but some of the creations you get sometimes is difficult to believe.
Yeah.
I mean, I've looked at food and thought, I have no idea what that is.
Yeah.
I did that on Saturday night, actually.
What did
something
you have
on chickpeas.
What did you have?
Well, it was a chicken leg on chickpeas with these sausage things. Still no idea what the sausage things are.
Yeah.
We handed them around the table. Nobody could tell me what the sausage thing was.
Okay.
It was a sausage shape, and everything was the same colour. It was just weird.
Dear me, Arlene. It was a sausage-shaped meat.
You
passed it around the table, and nobody could tell you what it was.
It wasn't a sausage. That's all I'm saying.
Right. Okay, did everybody have a nibble?
Yeah, they did. Right. Nobody could identify
it. Nobody could identify
it.
No,
and we are looking at it going, what? I have no idea what that is.
What did you have for your tea last night?
I had baked salmon.
Ooh.
With spinach and carrot and lemon couscous.
Well, see, I'd like to see a picture of that because I think that would be all right. I had a tin of Heinz tomato soup last night for my tea, and I'm not even joking. That's
right, well,
that's
we
what
know
I
what
had.
That is. That's fine.
You could just Google it. Marty, what did you have for your tea last night?
I had the leftovers of my Chinese from Saturday.
Oh, nice.
Stop the show.
Hang on.
Leftover Chinese from Saturday. And it was Monday night.
Yeah, it was.
Are you okay this morning, buddy?
What did you eat on Sunday, then? Were you out on Sunday?
Obviously, I'll go to my granny's for my dinner on Sunday night.
Ah, right.
Got Sunday dinner at granny's, so...
Marty will be able to take a picture of that meal when it comes back up. It's only a matter of time.
Back tomorrow morning from 6, 4th 1.